Awfully glad you joined us today. Had a couple of interesting guests, and we'll have the first one on again soon to talk about this oil theft by the Bush administration. And have fun. Get the popcorn out tonight listening to El Presidente.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush will announce his new plan for Iraq in a speech to the nation Wednesday evening. He is expected to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq by 20,000. Congressional Democrats are already criticizing the president's plan because they say it is time to end the war, not to send in more forces. CNN also reports the president's plan, called a New Way Forward, will include a New Deal-style jobs program for the Iraqis, which is expected to cost at least $1 billion. Congress has authorized $500 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan since September 11, 2001. When he submits the budget on February 5th, President Bush will ask for an additional $100 billion to continue funding the wars. According to statistics from Iraq's health ministry, the second half of 2006 was especially deadly for Iraqi civilians and police officers. More than 17,000 were killed violently in that time period. Also in Iraq today, the court that was trying Saddam Hussein for the 1980s massacre of 180,000 Kurds dropped all the charges against the former dictator, who was hung for his crimes against the Shiites last weekend. His six co-defendants in the trial still face war crimes charges. At the port of Miami today, the Coast Guard reports there was a positive test for trace amounts of the C4 plastics explosive in a suspicious package which was going to be loaded onto a cruise ship. It was tested six times and came back positive each time. Yesterday, three men of Middle Eastern descent had allegedly tried to drive a truck through the secure area of the port without proper documentation. Today, a judge dropped those charges against them. In New York City and parts of New Jersey today, reports of a mysterious gas-like smell caused alarm. Some buildings were temporarily evacuated and mass transit was briefly disrupted. The cause of the odor is still under investigation. However, the mayor said there was no indication that the air was unsafe. In downtown Austin today, 10 blocks were shut down after dozens of pigeons, sparrows, and other birds were found dead in the streets. Authorities are still investigating the cause. However, there were no dangerous chemicals found in the air after preliminary tests were done. A Moroccan man has been sentenced to 15 years in a German prison for his involvement in the September 11th attacks. He was accused of helping the hijackers and organizing the terrorist plot that killed nearly 3,000 people in 2001. You are listening to the Quality News Network. Science and Business News next.
Divorce is never a pleasant experience, but it doesn't have to be a tragedy. If you can rein in the emotions, step back from the anger and the victimhood, you can end your marriage with dignity instead of rancor. You got married with the best of intentions. Now you need to untie the marital knot with the same mutual respect. Choose collaboration instead of confrontation. Stop wasting money on lawyers. Don't drag this out for 5 years. A collaborative divorce is better for the children, family, and friends. Collaboration costs a fraction of a contended divorce and can be done within weeks rather than months or years. An award-winning documentary called Divorce Collaborative Style explains how you can end your marriage fairly and efficiently. For less than what a lawyer charges to answer one simple question, you can get all the answers from Divorce Collaborative Style. Go to collaborativedivorce.tv and order your DVD today. If it's over, end it right. collaborativedivorce.tv.
The FDA has approved a new version of the FluMist nasal spray vaccine, which can be stored in the refrigerator instead of the freezer. This will make it easier for it to be used more widely in schools, pharmacies, and grocery stores. Caremark Rx has rejected a takeover offer by Express Scripts, a prescription benefits manager. Instead, Caremark Rx will pursue a merger with drugstore chain CVS Corp, the largest in the U.S. Walmart will start fighting back against its critics. The world's largest retailer will begin television ads that boost its reputation as a good employer and corporate citizen. Reports indicate Russia has stopped delivering oil to Europe through Belarus because of disruptions in the pipeline flow, which were blamed on Minsk. Belarus's foreign Foreign Ministry denied that it was responsible. Oil supplies headed to Poland, Germany, and Ukraine have been affected. The Japanese inventor of instant noodles, Momofuku Andu, has died at the age of 96. He founded the Nissin Food Products Company, which makes the convenient noodle products, including cup of noodles. Google tops the annual list of Fortune's 100 best companies to work for. In trading today, oil was below the $56 a barrel mark. Currently, light sweet crude is trading at $56.06 a barrel. And near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow is up 25 points at 12,422. The NASDAQ is up 4 points and the S&P 500 is up 3. There's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramov.
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Foxed Up here for a Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. It's Thursday morning down here in Sydney, Australia. And first and foremost, send out a big congratulations to one of the show's sponsors. Scott from B1 Ladder Productions is the proud father of approximately 500 baby angelfish. And having come from a long line of fish whisperers, as he likes to say, this was a big event. And how strange would this be while you're at one of your residences taking care of one tank, giving birth to 250 or 300 of these little characters, you get a call from the other place of residence where your other tank is, and simultaneously the other mother angelfish is doing the same. So let's just say it was a little bit of a crazy night there at the B1 Ladder Productions facility. For all, I would reckon that would be kind of fun reasons, but anyway, that is so not important compared to the bigger picture. We got a lot to cover today. If you want to get in on the program, just dial into 1-877-443-2366 or email me, John, J-O-N, at headonradionetwork.com. Today I'm gonna do something that can be really, really difficult. Read some right-wing think tank stuff on the environment. Now, there's been a couple of pieces out recently that you gotta really wonder at this point in history as it moves on, why I don't know, these people are just living on another planet. Now, out of the Financial Times today, there's a piece from John Kay, and he believes that the Green Lobby must be treated as a religion. Religion? He spews on about this quite extensively, but just get this. Environmentalism offers an alternative account of the natural world to the religious and an alternative anti-capitalist account of the political world to the Marxist. The rise of environmentalism parallels in time and place the decline of religion and of socialism. Okay, I'm going to try not to choke. I'll try not to vomit on my microphone. Anthropologists have established how different cultures independently evolve similar myths. Familiar stories such as the myth of the fall and the myth of the apocalypse, which meet deep-seated human needs. The Christian tradition describes the temptation of Adam and Eve and warns of the last judgment. Getting biblical enough for you? In Europe, these stories no longer have the impact they did. Environmentalism now fulfills for many people the widespread longing for simple, all-encompassing narratives. Environmentalism offers an alternative account of the natural world to the religious and the alternative anti-capitalist account of the political world to the Marxist. The rise of environmentalism parallels in time and place with the decline of religion and of socialism. Environmentalism embraces a myth of the fall, the loss of harmony between man and nature caused by our materialistic society. Al Gore recounted the words of Chief Seattle and his tribe relinquished, as their tribe relinquished their ancient lands, "Will you teach our children what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother? The lost Eden never existed. Humans have burned and eaten the environment since time immemorial. The first Americans crossed the Bering Strait and killed every tame animal they saw. Chief Seattle told his heritage of a life of luxury, and his eloquent speech may have been penned by a television scriptwriter. But myths are literature, not history or science." Okay, here we go. "Classical epics and the great religious books are cultural treasures, and their educational value does not depend on their literal truth. The apocalypse myth is equally familiar. Our wickedness has damaged our inheritance, and although it is almost too late, immediate reform can transform our future. Christians look to the second coming, Marxists to the collapse of capitalism, with the same mixture of fear and longing. Environmentalism at first lacked a persuasive apocalyptic myth. The litany of environmental degradation had to confront the manifest fact that many aspects of the environment were steadily improving with cleaner air, rivers, and seashores." What planet is this guy residing on? And this is one environmentalist right behind this microphone here that does not equate environmentalism to anti-capitalism. I think business, through sheer short-term, short-minded greed, denies the reality of the hard yards they will have to go through to then open up new and real and sustainable markets. I find this amazing. And before we go to break, he says further on, "Business should treat the environmental movement as it treats other forms of religious belief. Business leaders do not themselves have to believe its doctrines. Indeed, we should be wary if they do. Business linked to faiths and ideologies in a sinister and unaccountable power. But companies must respect the belief systems of countries in which they operate and acknowledge both the constraints their structures impose on the commercial opportunities that arise. Most environmental initiatives that have been implemented, phasing out fluorocarbons, renewable energy, and emissions trading, have significant commercial lobbies behind them. Still, myths play a valuable social role, and the intentions of their proponents are generally benign. The social impact of religions and ideologies, for good and ill, does not depend much on the factual accuracy of their stories." Ah! Mr. K, you are absolutely a fool. And not to mention that, you're a tool. This is just pandering to those who, for some reason, usually money, need you to put this garbage out. And, I mean, this is just crap. Out-and-out crap. But we'll have some more from another piece like this, which, again, you know, tries to put the Red Scare idea on, you know, environmentalism, which I think is crap. So anyway, folks, we'll be back, and we'll be back with the track of the day. And I only heard this track last night. Boy, stick around. This is just fantastic stuff coming up. So you're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. If you want to get on the program, dial 1-877-443-2366, and we'll be back straight after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robert Sunday. After time, after time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breached that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
right, everybody. Welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, before we get into any more stuff, I think we need to go straight to the phones. And we have Susan on the line. How you doing, Susan?
Great. Would you like to know what a real right-wing business thinks of religion?
Please, tell.
I can give you the exact quote.
Okay.
I have to admit to a deep, dark, shameful secret. At one time, I belonged to Amway.
Eek!
Yes, eek. We were told in an Amway meeting, and this is a direct quote, "You will never go anywhere in this business unless you are a evangelical Christian." At that time, my husband and I got up and left, and we never went back.
Yeah.
But that's what they think. The whole thing is a way to push their religion.
That is a weird outfit. They go by Herbalife down here in Australia. And, you know, I had a friend of mine get sucked into it a couple of years ago, and, you know, Gail and I got that little talk of, you know, hey, I've got this business thing I want to talk to you about. And I went, it's Amway. No, it's not. And he goes off about this thing. And I said, I'm telling you, some point Amway is going to, some point Amway is going to come up in the conversation. That's when the conversation's over. So we have this meeting with this friend and one of the guys that had taken him on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. I said, okay. Who they talked about getting paid? I said, okay, that's great. I said, that's great. Who writes the check? And he goes, well, I do. I said, no. But like, you know, what? Whose account is it drawn on? Oh, well, you know. I said, no. Whose account is it drawn on? I want to know. And finally, after pushing, he finally comes up with some paperwork, and what do I see? Amway Australia. And I just turned to him and said, get the hell out of my house. And it caused great strife between this friend of mine and I for a while. But I said, look, man, I said, you're one of my best friends, and I was not going to insult you by telling you that you've been suckered, but you've also not been the first person to be suckered by this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month later, he had quit, and he called me up and said, I'm really sorry for putting you through that. And he said, I wish I had grabbed what you were trying to tell me. And I said, hey, man, you know, it's one of these things. You're cluey enough. And this guy's a full-blooded Native American living here in Australia. He's full-blooded Cherokee. And I was just I just sat there going, oh. And, you know, when the switch went off, though, boy, did he suddenly get it, you know? They're a creepy. That's a very, very creepy, creepy, creepy outfit, Susan.
The thing is, they are not by any means alone. A lot of these, one of my stepsons he's a painter. He was partnered with he is unfortunately a born again Christian. I call that. Well, I won't. We won't go into what I call him. But he got sucked into a partnership with this guy, and that's all he wanted to push was religion. Never mind the work.
And the math in these things never adds up anyway. I mean, it's all about being predatory on signing up new people, which...
This wasn't even a pyramid scheme. This was a straight paint contracting business. But in the process, they wanted to convert everybody, too.
Sounds like someone I know works in a civil office where someone's gone around the normal human services office for hiring, and it seems as though it's all mega church evangelists that are filling the place, and it's all a little bit bizarre. And I mean, what about the, you know, all the Hindus and whatnot out there that you might want to sell stuff to? They're a bigger population than the Christians. It just sounds like bad business.
The Bushies,
what was that?
Themselves a religious war here, so they don't care about them. They're going to be put to the sword or the equivalent, you know that as well as I do.
Yeah. I couldn't. You know, it's scary. You know, this version of corporatism that has taken over, you know, the United States and is kind of creeping over the rest of the planet. You know, it's that combination of government, big business, with that very, very ominous twist of religion thrown in.
Yeah, I'm beginning to alter my opinion of the survivalists who have gone out in the Rogue River Valley here in Oregon and gone
completely
off the grid. I'm beginning to think, hey, they might have a really good idea there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of the idea of getting off the grid for other reasons. But yeah, there's, you know, the idea of survival and self-sustainability is you know, we continue going down these many parallel paths we're going down at this point in history. And, you know, there's going to be a point where something's going to collapse. Something's going to have to give.
The worst place is in a city.
Yeah. And, I mean, I couldn't tell you, you know, I couldn't even begin to state clearly how much I want to get out of the city, you know.
Me both. And I only live in a dinky city.
Yeah, I'm on the outskirts of, you know, the most expansive suburban city on the planet. And, you know, it's just, I'm over it. But Susan, thank you for ringing in. I got someone else hanging on the line, so I want to get him in. But always great to talk to you. Thanks for ringing.
Bye-bye.
All right. And going straight over on the phones, I do believe we have David on the line. How you going, David? Welcome to Foxed Up.
Hey, real good there, Mr. Fox. I find myself wondering, as I listen to you reading the letter of that right-winger there, do you think that person believes what they are saying? Are they so in denial about the harm that they're doing that they think they're right? Or is it somebody that's just profiting from the kind of damage that's being done and they don't care that they're doing the damage as long as they're making
it? Well, I've been reading this one and another one that I'm going to get into later, where I'm asking myself the same question. You know, is it an extreme case of willful ignorance, or because of some gain, you're being the mouthy puppet for others? Because none of what he states in there makes sense, and to me, it's all just scare tactics trying to, you know, maybe attach with an older generation the idea that environmentalists are somehow now Marxists.
Well, I think that both types do exist. There are those who believe it, and those who say it because they don't want to have to spend any time or effort undoing the harm that they're doing.
Absolutely, David. And the other piece that I'm going to get into a little bit later is out of the Heritage Foundation. So, I mean, you know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is seriously got to be someone who's taking the talking points from the Heritage Foundation and turning it into an op-ed piece for business to, you know... I think that the evidence and the reality of what we've been watching over the last couple of years, you know, Katrina, the never-ending drought here in Australia, all these things, that they are losing the fight, so they're kicking it up again another level by using the same exact propagandists that pushed the science behind smoking causes cancer is fake stuff that happened back in the late 90s because of the same people. I bet, and I do believe David Kay was one of the people that was out professing such stuff, and if you do the research, you can actually see that all these global warming deniers who have these so-called scientific foundations that go completely against, you know, 99.9% of the rest of the research, never have their stuff and their stuff's never peer-reviewed.
No, they're definitely in the business of misrepresenting reality. And, of course, you know, I've heard you speak of it. We have, in our government here today, people that are willing to take thousands of lives in a war just for their own special interest profits and wanting to tell us about why they want to expand it tonight. And I wonder how many people are going to listen and think, I wonder if he's telling us the truth. Anyway,
and it's that idea of trying to put just a little bit of doubt in people's mind into what I think is just an overwhelming body of evidence and an argument that, you know, things have got to change. But, David, thanks so much for ringing in. I love when you ring in.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know you got a lot to cover, so get back to business there.
Thanks, man. Stick around. We got a great track coming up after the break. So, all right, folks, we're coming up on the bottom of our hour here. So when we come back, we'll do the track of the day, because I'm not letting this one get away today. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll do all the explaining about that when we get back. So you're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and we'll be back right after this.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive. Wednesday night prayer meeting on Head On with Bob Kincaid opens up a whole new realm of spirituality. Touch others. Reach out and touch faith. Join Brother Bob every Wednesday night for prayer meeting services here in the Tabernacle of Common Sense. Only on the Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Boxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, you know, taking on the right-wingers when it comes to think tanks and just the complete disconnect with the reality that's being faced, and makes me wonder, you know, Susan mentioned religion and business, you know, is this all just cover for the Dominionists who, you know, kind of feel that the earth is their toy in which to rape and pillage and burn up? And that kind of scares me. So, one of the other pieces here from Edwin Fulner, it's on a website called Real Clear Politics. And it says, clean the environment by growing economy. Those of us old enough to remember the 1970s have no desire to relive those days. After all, it was an era of price controls, gasoline lines, and stagflation. These ills were triggered when our government attempted to fix the economy by subverting the free market. Instead, it simply ended up creating an economic nightmare. As John O'Sullivan reminds us in his excellent new book, The President, the Pope, and the Prime Minister, the fortunes of the United States seem to be in decline. President Jimmy Carter had concluded that the American people should maturely accept a narrowing of their hopes and horizons. Listen to the demonizing. O'Sullivan writes, Carter thought the American way of life, combining freedom with prosperity, was no longer possible in a world where shortages of raw materials made controls essential and rationing perhaps morally obligatory. That's not how Ronald Reagan saw things. Here we go let's talk, you know, about Reagan and make him shine. People who talk about an age of limits are really talking about their own limitations, not America's. And indeed, when Reaganomics replaced Carter's failed policies, our economy took off, beginning an economic expansion that continues to this day. To this day. Okay, so they're saying that Bush 1 had nothing to do with what's going on, Clinton had nothing to do with what's going on, and Bush running the economy into the ground just never happened. And this idea of constantly equating the green movement with being anti-business is so far off base. The green movement is saying if you want to still be in business in 20 years, you need to make changes now that you should have made a long time ago. In the piece, he makes claims that, you know, if we continue to improve the economy, it helps people. And when people are able to live better lives, they live cleaner lives. However, in the world of out-of-control capitalism that we live in now, even when the economy steamrolls forward, that is not being seen by the middle class and below. So that's a red herring, because they're not seeing the benefits of the steamrolling economy, so they're not able to then have concern. They get exactly what they want, which is people that are too busy to be able to care. Okay. Now for today's track of the day. And this is... my mate Scott came by yesterday and says, I can't believe you and I missed this, and you just have to hear this. And as most of you know, I am a huge Tool fan, and Maynard James Keenan is the singer from Tool, is also a member of another band called A Perfect Circle. And for prog rockers and whatnot, just, you know, just a really, really good band. Well, they released this album called Emotive in between two major releases, and there wasn't much made of it. I never got out and buy it. And I learned that this album is basically 10 covers with two originals, and they're 10 really, really unusual covers, and unusual as in selection and unusual as in arrangements. They do a very interesting version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. They also do a very interesting cover of What's Going On. But what we're going to play here is, and in Scott's mind and in my mind, may very well be the greatest ever cover of John Lennon's Imagine I have ever heard in my life. I reckon the only thing that even competes with the original. And you want to hear something turned on its head? Listen to the piano in this. The drum loop is very interesting, and the vocal is haunting. So just kick back and close your eyes and enjoy. I can't believe I missed this. I heard this for the first time, not but 12 hours ago. So here we go. A Perfect Circle off Emotive with John Lennon's Imagine. Go for it, Agnes.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
One way employers honor their most cherished workers is by allowing them the pleasure of meeting a quota. Because management is so smart and in touch, the quota is always a realistic goal that can be easily met. Selling 80 sets of encyclopedias this week? No problem. The worker loves his quota because he knows it's merely a target and not a big axe constantly looming over his head that'll determine if he's still employed or living in a cardboard box next month. When you exceed your quota, you're sure to be given a huge bonus. Your boss would not just use this as an excuse to raise your quota in a devilish game of how much work can we pile on Sheldon before he starts babbling and stains his chair again. Yes, the rewards are great and easily obtainable for meeting your quota.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And there's a little bit more of Mr. Maynard James Keenan from one of the older Tool albums. But how just unusual is that version of Imagine? And the whole album is like that. It's all these really, really creative revamps of basically all protest music. And the cover art is even all kinds of... It's apocalyptic, anti-fascist imaging. That's all I can tell you. wow. It's amazing what you miss when you weren't looking. Okay. I'm not going to get through half of what I had for today, but a really great piece sent to us by our news ninja, hi-ya, Gene, who sends me all this great stuff. I'm telling you, two-thirds of this show gets programmed by our news ninja. And there's a piece in Technology Review, Remembering the Montreal Protocol. And this is all about, you know, the landmark decision to stop the production of CFCs, you know, fluorocarbons. And how it had the desired effect. You know, this is a sign where globally we can make changes, because we did in reference to this particular issue. Pardon me. And it says, until early in the 1970s, it could be said that, like politics, all chemistry was local. That changed in dramatic fashion with a series of discoveries concerning the global effects of a family of chemicals called chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. These compounds had played a key role in the mid-century chemical revolution, allowing such innovations as safe refrigeration, cheap aerosol deodorants, and widespread air conditioning. First commercialized by DuPont in the early 1930s under the trade name Freon, CFCs appeared to be the perfect industrial chemical, non-toxic, non-flammable, and odorless. But in 73, a pair of chemists at the University of California, Irvine, Sherwin Rowland and his postdoctoral fellow Mario Molina, began to explore the fate of the CFC gas being emitted into the atmosphere. Molina began the investigation of CFCs in October of that year, and by Christmas, the researchers had their answer. The CFCs were breaking down in the atmospheric ozone layer, which begins 15 kilometers above the Earth, ends roughly 30 kilometers later, and absorbs much of the sun's deadly ultraviolet radiation. The research found that the CFCs wafted up through the lower atmosphere intact, too stable to react with the swirling brew of chemicals around them. But once they reach the mid-stratosphere above most of the protective layer of ozone, the intense solar radiation broke the CFC molecules apart, releasing chlorine, and they give all this equation jargon, saying that is chlorine with ozone generating chlorine monoxide, turn reacted with an oxygen atom to release another chlorine. The net result was that the chlorine was ozone without depleting itself. When we found the chain reactions occurring in the ozone layer, remembered Rosenthal, the fate of CFC suddenly went from scientific curiosity to environmental worry. And, you know, it's very, very important to remember that we have taken great action on huge environmental issues in the past by making very, very simple changes. However, they have to be internationally coordinated because, and it's very, very right here, you know, chemistry is not local. Environmentalism is not local. You must think and do things locally, but everything that you do locally has an impact globally. You know, and, you know, even Ronald Reagan, who was no fan of, you know, environmental causes, said that this was a landmark decision, and he signed the treaty. And I've told you, you know, since living here, I actually have gotten to understand what the hole in the ozone layer is like. And when I first moved here, I was living under it, and you could feel it. You could feel it. And over 20 years, we have actually seen the hole slowly close up. So, you know, we've learned to live without CFCs. You know, we've found other ways to do things. You know, it's just, and I, you know, we can't forget the victories that we've won, because it sheds light on the simple fact that there won't be results visible straight away. This is all very long term, and just like the right wingers, you know, that I was reading before, still want to play the deny game. They're playing the deny game because they are short-sighted. There is no other way to put it. They're just being short-sighted for short-term greed. And before we get out of here, Michael Dell, chairman of Dell Computers, has issued a challenge to the entire PC industry to adopt free recycling programs for customers, as he announced that his company would offer to plant a tree for every PC sold. So, there, you know, I'm not a big fan of buying prepackaged computers, but I think Dell is a slightly different kettle of fish. But this would make me look at them again. They'll take your old gear back and recycle it. And they'll plant a tree to make up for the carbon footprint of that computer. These are good things. He said, today I challenge every PC maker to join us in providing free recycling for every customer in every country you do business. All the time, no exceptions. Dell said on Tuesday, it's the right thing to do for our customers. It's the right thing to do for our Earth. And this is good stuff. And I was sent some stuff last week, and I have to go back and find it, that I reported a couple weeks ago about the fact that Apple is not living up to its hip image by being one of the dirtiest computer manufacturers on the planet. Mac owners seem to be putting pressure on the company to clean up its act. So I think that is a very, very good thing. So, you know, I'll see if I can dig that information back up, because if you're a Mac user, maybe that's all it's going to take is going to be pressure from the very, very loyal owners of Apple computers to put pressure on the company to say, clean it up. So hats off to Michael Dell. And Dell has done very, very well as far as the industry for trying to do things better. And these are the kind of people that we need to be having lead the way. So we're about out of time, folks. So stick around. It's prayer meeting edition night, and so, you know, if it's that time of night for you, you know, apply your Sea of Galilee mud mask. Who knows what could happen tonight? Pull up a pew. Sorry. Just real quick, don't forget, Ben Birch at White Rose is running a fundraiser. He never sends a bill, so you got to go over there and do the right thing. And so now is the time to go over there and skip a takeout, skip a movie this weekend, and help keep us on the air, because, well, Ben, you know, supplies all of the streaming and the archiving for everything on the Horn, plus all kinds of other great liberal and progressive programming. Thanks to the Carpenters for everything that they do. Thanks to Bob Kincaid for announcing the program. Agnes, my producer, who is holding on by sheer coffee alone. and thank you to our mods and our bloggers who just keep the web aspect rocking and rolling. And don't forget to cruise by Centab, Centab, headonradionetwork.com, and get your latest and most up-to-date news on the candidates running in 2008. So, as we like to say here, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about
music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush addresses the nation in primetime tonight. Mr. Bush will announce his intention to deploy 21,500 U.S. troops to Iraq in support of Iraqi forces. The president will make concessions on certain White House policies regarding the war in Iraq, including his decision to limit troop levels. The new White House plan includes a new spending proposal of $1 billion for Iraqi jobs and infrastructure, plus another $6 billion for the surge in U.S. support troops. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pledging to take a vote on that troop increase. Leaders in the Senate proposed a symbolic debate on the president's plan. Former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta insists that an increase in troops, quote, won't work. In Iraq, several influential Sunni Muslim scholars criticize the new White House strategy as ineffective, predicting that many more Iraqis will die as a result. Meanwhile, in and around Baghdad today, 60 more bodies were found, apparent victims of sectarian violence. On Capitol Hill, there's a pending vote in the House regarding an increase in the federal minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. Southern California fire officials continue their investigation into Monday's wildfire in Malibu that destroyed five homes and damaged several others, estimated cost standing at $60 million. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez took the oath of office